You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
I'd like to invite all the children who'd like to come and help me with today's homily. We have a brown bag homily to come and join me here on the altar platform, if you would, please. Come on up, boys and girls. Be happy to have you join me. Good. Great. Wonderful. Thank you. Come right up. Great, great. So nice to have you here this morning. How many of you started school last Friday? How many are in school? Almost all of you, huh? Some in preschool, some in kindergarten, some in grade school. So thank you for being here this morning. Thank you for helping with the homily. As we begin another new school year, I have a riddle for you. It's a school riddle. Let's see if you can get it right, okay? Why did the young girl get such a bad grade in her cooking class? Why did the young girl get such a bad grade in her cooking class? Because her dog ate her homework. Did the dog ever eat your homework? No, you haven't heard that excuse before, huh? Well, it's an exciting time of year as you go back to school. You're all excited to go back with your new book bags and your new tennis shoes, and I see lots of smiles in your parents' faces as you head back to school. So it's a happy time for all of us. Now, sometimes we as adults, we say, well, school is for kids. That's not true. We are all in school. These children are getting their formal education, their formal education, all the different subjects, as well as in their faith formation. For us, we are in the school of discipleship. That's what the church is. Disciple means learner. We're all learning what it means to be a disciple. And so all of us, in that sense, are in school. What's your favorite subject in school? What's your favorite subject?
Recess.
That was always my favorite, too. What about you?
Computers.
Computers. Wow. How many of you have a computer you know how to operate? Very good. What's your favorite subject in school?
Math.
How many of you like math? Who else has a different favorite subject besides math?
Science.
Very good. What's your favorite subject?
Social studies.
And?
Music.
Very good. Do you play a musical instrument?
I'm going to start this year.
What are you going to play?
I'm not sure yet.
They haven't told you yet. Well, that's fine. Do you like to sing?
Yeah.
Good. Who else has a favorite subject that we haven't heard yet? What's your favorite subject?
Reading?
Art.
Very good.
Art.
You like art, too. How many of you like art? Oh, we have lots of wonderful artists here. Well, good. We all have favorite subjects. But we hope for all of us, those of you who are still in your formal education, that kind of school, and those who are still in the school of discipleship, we hope that that is our favorite subject, learning more about our faith, growing closer to Christ, being better disciples. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to ask you if you've ever heard of this expression. I bet probably every adult here has used this expression at some point in time. Have you ever heard somebody say when you ask them, how are things at work today? Or how was that test? Or how was that 26-mile marathon you ran in? And they respond, it was a real bear. What does that mean? What do you think they're trying to say if you hear that expression? Anybody ever hear that expression before? Anybody ever used that expression before, adults? Yes, I think so. Well, it means it was real hard. It was real tough. It wasn't easy. The marathon wasn't easy. The test wasn't easy. The day at work wasn't the easiest one. We call it a real bear. Why that? I don't know. Maybe because you ever try to take an ice cream cone away from a bear? It'd be pretty tough to do. They wouldn't be very agreeable. How many of you have a pet, a teddy bear at home? Oh, so you like teddy bears, huh? Well, listen, I brought some symbols today. What do you think's in the homily bag? What's in the homily bag, do you think? What is it? Real loud. You said bear, didn't you, huh? You want to reach in there and see if you can pull out a bear? You want your sister to? Okay. Okay, pull it out. Okay. There's one bear for you. And who else wants to be a bear today? You want to wear a bear hat? Okay, put it on. And you want to wear a bear hat? Put it on. Just a symbol to us, because sometimes the scriptures remind us today, being a disciple, it can be a real bear. It wasn't so easy for Jeremiah the prophet. Jeremiah dared to speak the truth of God's word, and the people didn't like to hear it. And Jeremiah got thrown into something. Anybody remember what Jeremiah got thrown into? Yes. Into mud in a well. That's right. How many of you are in Joseph and his amazing Technicolor dream coat, huh? That's where Joseph ended up, huh? In a well. And so they threw Jeremiah in a well. It wasn't easy for him to speak the truth of God's word. And Jesus tells in the gospel today, sometimes to be a disciple means we may be divided from our families, from our friends. We might lose a job. We might lose our status. Simply because we are going to be disciples of Jesus. It can be hard sometimes. And that's why all of us need to come together each week to be nourished by God's word and sacrament and by the presence of each other so that we can be faithful to our call to discipleship, even when it's hard and challenging. And Jesus says, indeed, it will be. And so we're all learning all the time what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. We're all in that school of discipleship. So it's not just these boys and girls who are in school, but all of us are constantly learning more about what it means to be a faithful disciple of Jesus. The good news is Jesus assures us that if we're willing to be a disciple, even when it's a bear, even when it's tough, not easy, he will give us the strength that we need to withstand whatever hardship may come our way, if we just hang in here with him. Just like sometimes you have a hard day at work, if you hang in there, it will get better. Or a hard day at school, you hang in there, you'll do better. And that's the good news we celebrate here each and every week. And so, boys and girls, we are so happy to have you here with us, young disciples of the Lord Jesus. You give us hope, you give us energy, and you are a special sign of God's life and presence in our midst. As you begin your school year, let us renew our commitment to be learners, to be full participants in this school of faith, school of spirituality. We talk a lot about full stewardship now. Full stewardship is simply making a full commitment to live out our baptismal call to discipleship. And that's why we all dip our hands into the water of the baptismal font to remind us what the call of baptism is, to be a disciple, to be a learner of what it means to be a disciple, a follower of Jesus. And so, boys and girls, thanks for helping with the homily this morning. What we're going to do is invite you to put the bear hats and the bear puppet back in the bag. Okay. Where's the other bear? Can you put that back in the bag? And do we have one more around? There it is. Wow, you look great in that. And we're going to ask God to bless you as you begin your new school year. So I'd like to invite everyone present to join me as we stand, extend our hands towards these children, and ask God to bless them and all of our students who are beginning a new school year. So boys and girls, you can bow your heads as we ask God to bless you. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of the children who are members of our parish family. We ask you to bless all those who are beginning another new school year. Keep them safe and happy. Help them to grow in wisdom and in faith. And bless their family and their parents. And bless all children in our parish. Help them continue to believe in your love. Help them continue to enjoy all the blessings of this world. We ask you to be with them, to bless them today and always. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So please join me in showing our appreciation to the children of our parish. Thank you, boys and girls. You can return to your places now. Thank you. Good. Make sure you find the right parents now, okay? Thank you. Good job.